Come, Master Bolingbroke. The Duchess, I tell you, expects performance of your promises.
Master Hume, we are therefore provided. Will her ladyship behold and hear our exorcisms?
Ay, what else? Fear you not her courage.
I have heard her reported to be a woman of an exceptional spirit. But it shall be convenient, Master Hume, if you be by her aloft, while we be busy below. And so I pray you go, in God's name, and leave us. Mother Jourdain, be you prostrate and grovel on the earth. John Southwell, read you, and let us to our work.
Well said, my masters. To this gear, the sooner the better.
Patience, good lady. Wizards know their time. Deep night. Dark night. The silence of the night. Time of night. When Troy was set on fire, the time when screech owls cry, and band dogs howl, and spirits walk, and ghosts break up their graves. That time best suits the work we have in hand. Madam, stay you and fear not. Whom we raise, we will make fast within a hallowed verge.
Nope. Sable, Nox Obscura, Nox Silens, Mite ad Superna abosque sorsetum latu, Irum escalonta spiritum, Ascalont, Ascenda!
As Nas, by the eternal God, whose name and power thou tremblest at, answer that I shall ask. For till thou speak, thou shalt not pass from hence.
Ask what thou wilt, that I had said and done.
First, of the king, what shall of him become?
The Duke yet lives, that Henry shall depose, yet him outlive and die of violent death.
Tell me what fate awaits the Duke of Suffolk.
By water shall he die and take his end.
What shall betide the Duke of Somerset?
Let him shun castles. Safer shall he be upon the sandy plains than where castles mounted stand. Have done, for more I hardly can endure.
Descend to darkness and the burning lake. For peace and joy.
Lay hands on these traitors and that one.
Well, damn. Methinks we watched you at an inch. What, madam? Are you there?
The king and commonweal are deeply indebted for this piece of pains. My lord protector will, I doubt it, not see you well gurgeoned for these good desserts.
Not half so bad as thine to England's king, injurious duke, that threatest with no cause.
True, madam. None at all. What call you this?
Away with them. Let them be clapped up close and kept asunder. You, madam, shall with us. Take her to thee. We'll see your trinkets here all forthcoming. All. Away.
Lord Buckingham, methinks you watch too well. A pretty plot. Well chosen to build upon. Now, pray, my lord, let's see the devil's writ. What have we here? The duke yet lives that Henry shall depose, but him outlive and die a violent death.
Tell me what fate awaits the Duke of Suffolk. By water shall he die and take his end. What shall betide the Duke of Somerset? Let him shun castles. Safer shall he be upon the sandy plains than where castles mounted stand.
Come, come, my lord. These oracles are hardly attained and hardly understood. The king is now in progress towards St. Albans. With him the husband of this lovely lady. Thither goes these news as fast as horse can carry them. A sorry breakfast for my lord protector.
Your grace shall give me leave, my lord of York, to be the post in hope of his reward.
That's your pleasure, my good lord. Within their home. Invite my lords of Salisbury and Warwick to sup with me tomorrow night. Away!